In this bonus episode, you'll hear Joey, Keishi, and Valerie reflect on an experience that may seem routine to some, but can be deeply challenging for people who use drugs, the blood draw. Rather than assuming control of the procedure, they encourage healthcare clinicians to take a simple but powerful step. Ask the patient where they usually have success. This one question can turn a stressful, painful moment into an act of dignity, trust, and partnership. How might shifting your approach from doing to a patient to doing with a patient change the experience for both of you?
I too have seriously injured my veins over the years, and it's almost more uncomfortable because we know where to go, how to do it. And when somebody is coming in that doesn't have our experience, I think it can almost be harder for somebody with that IV drug use because we are experts at that. We're all amateur phlebotomists.
And wouldn't it be lovely if they said, clearly you're familiar with your veins. Can you direct me to where I might have an easier time?
No, absolutely, because it takes on average 4 times for anyone to be able to get in vein and get a blood draw on me. And it's just how it is. And I never want to come forward with, I need you to use a smaller vein and go here because I've got so much scar tissue there. Because sometimes they'll almost sneer at you and be like, I know what I'm doing, or no, you don't need that. And then I just have to sit there and get
suffer.
Poked repeatedly to be able to be like, I told you, and then they'll stomp off to the car and get what I said they needed in the first place. And I am a long time removed from my injection drug use now, and that stigma is still there.
Yeah. So providers, phlebotomists need to check their ego at the door and engage some humility that you are the experts on your own bodies.
And they just don't care. They're like, they don't care about getting stuck. Clearly, they shot up, so they don't care. They're not scared of it. But if you're doing it wrong, it hurts. Yeah, it is punitive sometimes even. Like, I've had people use larger gauge.
On purpose.
I feel like that's what I heard from you too.
I felt that's what he was doing. It was like so painful. And I was just like, can I get a minute? He wouldn't even give me a break.
There's this mistaken belief that more pain will change people's minds about their drug use. And what I'm hearing loud and clear from both of you is that no, that drives.
It just keeps me away from going and seeking help because I was treated so bad. I don't want that experience again.
No, and I have to get frequent blood draws now, and now they're so used to me being in there. Like, I've got a good and compassionate team, but if, like, my people aren't there or I have to utilize another lab, then it's just the experience we just talked about. Like, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. Like, you're already, it's never fun to go to the doctor and to know that you're going to experience that makes it harder.
Yeah. And I think another thing is that sometimes I may like know where to point them into the direction, except I'm too scared to tell them that I know that much because they might look at me a different way. I mean, they may not know that I did use drugs, except if I'm telling them where to go and stuff like that, then they may get the hint. So I'll just sit there and let them just stick me when they could have just done it here. But I don't want this stigma attached. So
you're silencing yourself a bit because of the anticipated stigma.
Yes, correct.
Thank you for joining this candid discussion with Joey, Keishi, and Valerie. Their message is clear. Small moments of respect matter. Next time you prepare for a blood draw, consider starting with a question instead of a needle. Invite your patient into the process. Recognize their expertise with their own body. In clinical care, compassion doesn't always require more time, just a different mindset. What's one small shift you can make today to reduce stigma and increase trust? This bonus podcast was developed by Interstate Postgraduate Medical Association, the California Academy of Family Physicians, and Perfectly Flawed Foundation, with support from an independent educational grant provided by the Opioid Analgesics REMS Program Companies. For more information, please visit core-rems.org.